The film V for Vendetta is a dark, futuristic fantasy from the folks who made The Matrix. You'd think releasing a new movie by this team would be easy, since the three Matrix movies took in more than $1.6 billion. But V for Vendetta has had a tricky time getting to the screen. The opening was postponed last year when London was rocked by a subway bombing that was much like a scene in the film, and the author of the graphic novel the movie's based on has disowned it. Bob Mondello says he understands that impulse.
The not-so-distant future, America has collapsed into civil strife, and Britain is led by a dictator who has clamped down hard on society, controlling the media, banning speech and assembly, and using thugs as enforcers. A sweet young thing named Evie falls afoul of the thugs after curfew one night and figures she's a goner when suddenly a rescuer materializes from the shadows, looking very 17th century in a cape and Guy Fawkes mask and wielding a dagger. The rescuer turns out to be a terrorist, or freedom fighter, depending on your point of view, who calls himself V. After regaling Evie with a speech of vivid verbiage virtually vibrating with V's, a fetish he thankfully abandons quickly, he treats her to a rooftop view of a building he's blowing up, then zips her home to an underground lair decorated with antiques, movie posters, and a jukebox playing jazz standards. As mad bombers go, he's reasonably seductive, as played by Hugo Weaving, that mask he never takes off notwithstanding. Evie is soon, though against her better judgment, so involved in his scheme that she's in deep trouble.
You've been formally charged with 3 counts of murder, the bombing of government property, conspiracy to commit terrorism, treason, and sedition, the penalty for which is death by firing squad. You have one chance, and only one chance, to save your life. You must tell us the identity or whereabouts of Codename V.
What to do? Go with the terrorist or with the fascist? In the movie, the year is 2020, so it would be nice to report that Evie and everyone else sees perfectly what is going on, but not even hindsight is 2020 in V for Vendetta. The graphic novel, written 2 decades ago, was a portrayal of Maggie Thatcher-style conservatism run amok. The movie's regime has been updated to reflect a later style of conservatism. Its big brotherish leader is a religious extremist who is homophobic, Islamophobic, just generally phobic, really. The freedom-fighting terrorist hero, meanwhile, is sort of Batman by way of the Count of Monte Cristo. The problem is that V for Vendetta borrows from so many sources, Creature from the Black Lagoon to real-life photos of Abu Ghraib, that even the filmmakers can't keep them all straight. By the movie's midpoint, the Wachowski brothers' screenplay has gotten so bogged down in backstory that it takes 40 minutes for director James McTeague to get back to the explosions that his 16-year-old target audience assumes will solve everything. Those 40 minutes are mostly taken up with mistreating Evie, played by Natalie Portman, who, it should be noted, suffers adorably and looks terrific with her head shaved. And they're also taken up with establishing that V can be duplicated ad infinitum by putting half of London in plastic V masks. This is basically the same trick, you'll notice, that the Wachowskis ran into the ground in their last 2 Matrix movies, when they also had hundreds of cloned Hugo Weavings running around. It has not become cleverer with time, alas, something that can also be said of V for Vendetta in general. I'm Bob Mondello.